Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. It's truly a joy to be in this place tonight with this beautiful, beautiful group of people. 28th division of the book of Psalms, beginning at the 7th and 8th verse here. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. The Lord is my strength and my shield. It says here, my heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. My heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. For us to receive the supernatural help from God, something must first happen in our hearts. And I'm going to take as a little theme tonight for this message, crossing the line. Crossing the line. Now, Vine's dictionary says that the heart occupies the most important place in the human system. It involves one's entire moral and mental activity. In other words, all that you think, all that you do, comes from your heart. Now, it says here in verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. You see, if we can get that trust in our hearts, we could receive what we need from the Lord. You see, there's a line that we need to cross if we're going to live in that supernatural realm. Now, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17 and 9 that the heart is deceitful. Who can know it? The heart is deceitful. So before we can receive from the Lord, we have to deal with our heart. Because while our hearts are still deceiving us, we cannot receive from the Lord. You see, my heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. Let's turn to the book of John, 5th chapter. Fifth verse. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? Now notice, he had been a long time in his situation. You see, our hearts will deceive us into keeping things as they are. You see, the heart is deceitful. And he stayed there in that situation all that time by deception. See, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. And when we are hearing lies, we don't get over the line into the supernatural. You see, while we're paying attention, while our awareness is in the lies of the devil, we live in the natural realm. But when we cross the line, hallelujah. Jesus saw him lie and knew he'd been there now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. His heart was talking there. See, out of the abundance of the heart, man speaks. And his heart was, through deception, maintaining his situation as it had been all those years. He had been crippled for a long time. And his heart just kept telling him, Well, you don't have what it takes. You have to stay over on this side of the supernatural. You were born this way, you will die this way. This sickness has come upon you, well then it will run its course and it will keep you crippled. See the deception from the heart. But from outside of himself came a word. Wilt thou be made whole? Introducing something new into his heart. See, because all this time, all that he knew was sickness. All he knew was weakness. All he knew was being crippled. But all of a sudden, from outside comes this concept that there's a possibility in his life that he could be made whole. Now, it didn't come at that, initially it didn't come from his heart. It came from outside. But when Jesus speaks, it goes to the heart. And when truth comes into the heart, it takes out the deception. And it puts us over the line. My heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. You need some help tonight. If you need supernatural intervention from Almighty God tonight, when your heart trusts him, you will be helped. Verse 8, Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. There was the word of God. Clear. Your heart's kept you in this deception all this time. All this time you've been believing that unless you had somebody that would get you or race you over to the pool when the water was troubled, there was nothing that could be done. Your heart has deceived you all this time to look to man. But here comes truth. Wilt thou be made whole? You mean I could be made whole? Rise, take up your bed, and walk. Verse 9, notice this. And immediately the man was made whole. There he was, lying there for a few seconds, whole. Because he was made whole, and then he took up his bed and walked. You see, the word was spoken. And then there was a decision that this man had to make. Will I believe what I'm hearing? You see? This was a pretty new concept to him. He'd been there a long time. He'd never walked before. At least not in 38 years. But in that few seconds, there was a decision. He was standing on the line, so to speak. Here he was between, in the balance, between the natural and the supernatural. And he was being invited to perform an activity that once he started it would send a message to the depths of his heart. That would send a message that, no, you don't have to stay in this condition. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is here looking at you in the face and says, walk. Okay, now he was made whole, and there he was on the line. And he was being invited to cross that line by Almighty God himself.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And he took up his bed and walked. You see, there's one thing to be made whole, and it's another thing for us to use what we've got. Now, if you're whole, it means you've got what belongs to you. If something's missing, then there's something you can't do. But when we're whole, it means that we have all of our parts. We can function to our potential. We can do what we were meant to do. That's what wholeness is all about. But I'm afraid that so many of us are standing on the brink of the supernatural without crossing the line.
Come on now.
You see, we've got the Word. God Almighty has spoken to us the word. We've got the promise. We're standing on the line. But we have not dealt with our heart. Now you see, the way he dealt with his heart was what he did. You see, there's a connection between what you do and what goes on inside of you. Now, either, you know, when we first get saved, it involved an action. We repented. That means we changed our direction. We made some changes in our life. And I don't know about you, but some of those changes didn't feel so good at first. There were some things I liked to do that I stopped doing. And it took a while before that felt real comfortable. But every time I walked past those places that I used to frequent, I sent a message to my heart that said, there's something more real than that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I never forgot that night I went down into the waters in the name of Jesus. As that cold water covered my body, something said to my heart, you're a new creature. Woo. Hallelujah. And I never forgot that afternoon I got the Holy Ghost. And as I felt myself, something began to happen. And as I felt and heard myself speaking in other tongues, a message went into my heart saying, rise, walk in newness of life. You are made whole. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that it's taken me an awful long time to understand that I've been standing on the border. I've been standing on the line, and God is inviting us to go over the line. He did not save you to live in the natural realm. He did not save you and bring you into His kingdom to live in bondage to the things of this world. He did not bring you into His family for you to have to live like everybody else. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I sense that this district, the greater New England district of the Assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are standing on the line tonight. We've got the promise. God is saying for a while it was fine to be walking around in the natural. And you know, you can go through a lot of years. You can live okay for a lot of years in the natural. You know, a lot of people that don't know anything about God go to school and get jobs and do their thing in the world and succeed, some of them even in their family life. There's a lot you can do in the natural. And I'm afraid that what we've done is that we have gotten to the line. We've been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, introduced to the supernatural realm, and stayed there. We've been made whole, but we're laying there with two legs that would work fine if we'd only get up and move for God. It's time to cross the line. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And I believe what's going on. You know, you can live for a long time in the natural, not needing God to do anything spectacular. Using the brains God gave you, the good sense God gave you to do things that are in your best interest. Functioning, fulfilling your roles as mom or dad or whatever your roles are, fulfilling them okay with what God gave you. That's fine, but that's natural. But when God begins to deal with a people or with an individual, the first thing He does is backs us into a corner where we no longer have the option of leaning on the arm of flesh. You see, He's got us laying there whole, and He finally says, look it, I'm not going to wait on you anymore. You've been laying there whole, and I've been bringing you your food, and I've been taking care of you, but I've said you're whole, so rise up and walk. You see, We're on that line. We're on that border, see? And God is going to bring us in this group of meetings over the line. I feel it. I sense it. I've been sensing it ever since I knew about these meetings, that this was our time to cross the line.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No more in the natural. We are going to walk in supernatural realms. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
gotten into a corner. Woo! Saints, we are in that corner. God isn't going to let us go back over on the other side of that line. We are there, and it's either cross the line or die. Or die. The fruit tree that doesn't bear fruit gets a curse. And saint of God, this is our time. It is our mandate to cross the line. Hallelujah. In the sixth chapter of the book of Judges, we know about a man named Gideon. And he had lived in the natural side, in the people of God. It never says he was in sin. It never says he wasn't part of God's covenant. But he lived beneath his privileges. And he was using his natural mind to try to survive. Why, when the angel found him, he was trying to get some of the wheat to be smaller. They could hide it better from the enemy, from the Midianites. And they were even going to caves and hiding out. And that went on for a while, and it kind of worked for a while. But there came a time when God said, look it, you are my people. And I never intended for you to have to live like this. And now it's time to cross the line. You've heard the promises. You know what I've got cut out for you. And I'm not going to let you survive on the wrong side of the line anymore. Hallelujah. So God began to deal with his heart. And how God deals with our hearts is this. He gives us opportunities to take small steps of faith. And every one of those steps of faith sends a message to your heart that you can trust God, that God is real, that God is powerful, that God is almighty. First thing that he had to do was kind of little. He had to take a fleece and do some kind of silly, you know, put it outside. And then go and see if there was water in it. And yep, there was. Then he did it again. And it didn't make any sense. Why, if in fact he was not hearing from God, he was doing some very strange things. But you see, when he went out with that fleece and he put it on that ground that night, he was giving a message to his heart that there is a God. There is a reality. There is a power beyond the power of the Midianites. And I'm about to wage war with it. I'm about to confront it. You see, little things at first. And then came a big one. God said to him, you've got too many people. Now see, in the natural realm, and in the realm that Gideon had always walked in, it was, well, if they've got 200,000, I want 300,000. You see, natural kinds of things. And walking in that natural realm, I mean, you can get a certain amount of success. You can go that way for a few years, but God's going to back you into a corner one day, and he's going to say, time to cross the line. That was Gideon's time to cross the line. And God told him, those that were fearful, send them home. He went out in that big crowd of people, and he said, are you afraid? And a lot of them said, yeah. He said, well then, go home. Any other problems with being here? Go home. And as Gideon heard himself saying that, with, I believe, somewhat of a tremble in his voice, he sent a message to his heart that God is real. God is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of kings. He is the mighty in battle. That wasn't enough. He got another test. Heard from God again. They had to go down to the stream. And the ones that lapped were put in one side. And the ones that used their hands got put on the other side. And there it was, the side with only 300 people. God said, that's how I'm going to deliver you from the Midianites. See those 300 people? And as Gideon saw himself dismissing the other people, he gave himself one last message. Buddy, this thing is real. I've made contact with an almighty God. I've made contact with the Lord of armies, with the Lord of hosts. I've made contact with the almighty, all-powerful God that no one can withstand. And as that message went into his heart began to fully trust in his God, and his help was there. His help was there. I believe God is dealing with us. He's giving us some small steps of faith to take. This group of meeting was a step of faith. It would have been very easy to say, let's just wait till next year. But there was a step of faith. And as we come to these meetings, we're telling our hearts that we got victory. We've got victory. There's revival for New England. We are on the victor's side. We are the people of God. No one's going to conquer us. That message is getting inside. I can sense it. I can feel it. We're stepping out on it. We're getting over that line. We're crossing that line. And during this week, at some point, you're going to sense yourself cross that line. You're going to leave that realm that you've been comfortable in, and you're going to start walking in new realms. And then the final thing for Gideon, he confronted the enemy. That was the same enemy, by the way, that he had been hiding from. The same enemy that he had been using his mental abilities to connive away, to get out of their way. And what does he do now? He stands there and begins to confront the enemy. And as he did that, that message went into his heart. God can be trusted. You are a servant of God, and you can trust God. He crossed the line and got victory for his people. David went out and confronted an enemy when all of the soldiers and the king were afraid of him. Now the Bible says that the verse that we read in Psalm 28, that he is the saving strength of his anointed. But David had been dealing with his heart. He talked about a lion and a bear coming at him one day, and the natural and normal thing to do would be to run. But one day he took a little step of faith and he said, no. My heart's telling me to get out of here, but I'm going to send my heart a message. And it's going to be a message of faith. It's going to be a message of truth. And I believe his heart was probably telling him, David, he will tear you apart. But he said, no, I've heard from a God outside of myself that I am the conqueror and I am the people of God, and I'm going to confront this thing. And when he confronted the lion and the bear, what did he find out? But he found out that in fact God is the saving strength of his anointed. You see, we are the anointed. We are the anointed. But in order for us to experience that saving strength, we need to confront the enemy. See, David had been sending messages to his heart. Then that one day he went out there, and there he was, Goliath, big strong Goliath, with all these armies and all kinds of things at stake. Why, if whoever won was going to have was going to be the one that gets the others to be their servants, and all that stuff that was going on. But he picked up those stones and he sent a message to his heart that God can be trusted. And when his heart trusted God, the help was there, and those stones sunk into Goliath's head. And in the second book of Chronicles, in the 20th chapter, we read about an attack. Turn to that if you would. The Moabites, the Ammonites, and some others had came out to attack Israel. Verse 5, and Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Sending a message to his heart. You see, the heart is deceitful. His heart was telling him that they were goners, that they could not make it. His heart was probably telling him to go and bow the knee to these people and do your best to save your life. But the heart is deceitful. And he spoke truth to his heart. Verse 8. And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary, therefore for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, For thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Speaking truth to his heart. And when his heart trusted, they got right to the line. And a final message came forth. Verse 14, Jahaziel began to prophesy. The Spirit of the Lord came in the midst of the congregation. A message from outside of themselves. When their self had no answer, came a message from outside, from the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. See? Truth getting put into the heart. The heart that was fearful. The heart that was paying attention to the Ammonites and the Moabites and all the ones that were coming against them. All of a sudden, truth got spoken. And they went out and confronted the enemy without a weapon. But they began to worship the Lord. They began to sing praises. They began to talk about the beauty of holiness. And as they did, they crossed the line. The Bible says that God sent ambushments against those enemies and sent them on the run. You see, this is what happens. We get right to the line. We get to that last challenge. And somehow we want to turn around. We get right to where the enemy is confronting us face to face, and we want to run. But I am here to tell you tonight that this is our chance to send the enemy on one final run. Great revival has been promised to this area, and we are about to see it. And we are those people who have been made whole. But we're laying on the ground, and God is saying, rise up and walk. We are those people who have been walking faithfully, and now we're confronting the enemy, and God says, sing. God says, worship. God says, rejoice. God says, use it. Be whole. Be made whole. Walk. Use it. Rejoice. It'll bring you over the line. It'll bring you over the line. Stand up right now. This is our time. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, I will, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will heal their land. We have prayed. We have humbled ourselves. We are his people. We are called by his name. And whether you know it or not, God has been healing our land. He's been healing our land. Humanistic philosophies have been fertilizing our land. The humanistic philosophies have caused the people to enter into a despair that has opened them up. They're ready. Yep, this is our time. Yep, this is time for revival. Saint, we're on the line. Let's cross this week. Let's cross this week. Let's cross this week. Let's confront the enemy with the stones in your hand, with the sword of the Lord, with worship. I want you to know every aisle you run sends a message to your heart that this is real. Every step you cut sends a message to the depths of your being that this is reality. Hallelujah. And when your heart trusts him, your help will be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're on the line. We're on the line. You're being invited to cross over. Are you willing to do it?
Are you willing to give yourself to worship? Are you willing to give yourself to praise? Are you willing to put down all the enemies of man and give yourself to praise? Are you willing to send that message to the depths of your heart? God is real! This enemy I'm confronting might be mighty, but God is almighty! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, glory to God!